Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. Today is question 4. Will I like the teachers? We've all had good and bad teachers. Those we love for handing out sweets at the end of term, who make us feel proud of ourselves. But also those we didn't seem to cope with so well. It's never nice if you feel afraid of a teacher. And if that ever happens to you, make sure you tell someone. But these days, it's unusual to come across a teacher who doesn't treat you fairly. And that's because, in school, teachers are also known as trusted adults. Any adult you feel comfortable talking to in your school is one of these. And it's part of their job to make sure that you feel safe, welcome, and able to be you. Listen to Daisy.
There's going to be one teacher you really like and get close to. You're going to be able to speak to them about things on your mind and they will always help you. But remember, different teachers' personalities, whether they're strict or chilled, don't answer back to teachers in secondary school as you'll get detention straight away.
Thanks for that warning, Daisy. But it really helps to know that we will find at least one trusted adult we can talk to. In the small pond of primary school, it might have been a teaching assistant, somebody in the office, or a playground helper. I know that the big pond will feel much bigger for a while, and I want to find the teachers I get on with. But at least there will be many more adults around to help me, and I will soon find the ones I connect with. It might be my class tutor or my form leader who I will meet with on the first day. Who knows? Here's Daniel.
You hear a lot of rumours before starting and during secondary school. It's hard to decide whether you will believe them. But the thing that I found important is to talk about the strange things that are going on with a close friend. It is likely that a lot of the things you hear or think will be a bit extreme or just a load of nonsense, even if they worry you a lot.
Daniel says there can be a lot of rumours going around, sometimes a load of nonsense, and this is particularly true for teachers. Because news travels fast if somebody has given out a punishment to a new Year 7. But beware of those stories that sound more like a moment in the fantasy world of a Roald Dahl fiction book than something which actually happened. Miss Trunchbull doesn't really exist after all. Rumours are like snowballs. They roll around and grow. And before you know it, you have believed the rumour. You've played the moment through in your mind and it's become as real as that sandwich you're about to eat at lunchtime. But don't fill yourself up on rumours. Be smarter than that. Of course, chat to a friend if you're worried. But take each teacher as you find them, because that's what you want them to do for you. So go into class with a blank mind about who they are. Be patient, even offer to help once in a while, and you might get a lovely surprise. I believe that happy small fish learn. And if you're nervous because of what you've heard through rumours, your brain just won't be able to focus. So remember this. The teachers want you to succeed in your new school. They are paid to do that. But they are your trusted adults too, so never be afraid to ask for help. Before we wrap up session 4 today, here's your takeaway. Can you choose a trusted adult outside of school who you know you can talk to, like a parent, and agree 3 questions they are allowed to ask you for the first week in the big pond? Your job, though, is to give them more than one word answers. Instead of fine, yes, or no, try adding a because. And here's Jesus, the greatest teacher the world has ever known. His pupils loved him, those first disciples, and when they were nervous about him leaving, guess what he said? A time is coming when you will be scattered. Each of you will be scattered to your own home. That time is now here. You will leave me. I will be alone. But I am never really alone. Why? Because the Father is with me. And that is what God wants you to know today. Whether you like them or not, He will be with you as you meet every new teacher. So until next time, remember that you will meet some great teachers in that big pond, especially if you're a small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.